None but the hungry heart. 130. Spiritual balance. Not I, but Christ. Galatians 2, verse 20. Any abiding spiritual progress must be based upon our taking sides with God against the old life. Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Enmity knows no reconciliation. Crucifixion is the only alternative. The life of Christ is the holiness of Christ. The reason we so often fail in the pursuit of holiness is that the old life, the flesh, in its own strength seeks for holiness as a beautiful garment to wear and enter heaven with. It is the daily death to self out of which the life of Christ rises up. In receiving Christ, we receive the divine human life, a life that is death to the life of fallen nature, which finds its fruit in sin and self. The tragic mistake of thousands of believers is in trying to live in two worlds at the same time, in nature and in God, in self and in Christ, in the flesh and in the spirit, by faith and in independence, by abiding and by effort. To have life is not enough. The life of the Lord Jesus demands the death of the flesh, if that life is to be fully developed and become fruitful in us. Here is the crux of the whole matter. That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Philippians 3, verse 10.